Beloved radio friends, we welcome you again to the messages upon the love of God, taken from that incomparable, wonderful verse, and from the lips and from the great heart of the Lord Jesus, the Son of God, when he declared many centuries ago to Nicodemus one night, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Oh, my beloved friends, what eternal blessing to millions of believing sinners these very words have brought down through the many centuries. But today they are just as powerful. They are just as able to bring sinners to God through the Lord Jesus Christ today, as you trust him as your Savior. And today from our text, after we have considered the unworthy object of God's love, after considering the magnitude expressed by the gift of his only begotten Son, and then considering the sublime purpose of God's love in loving us to save us, now let us consider the simplicity of his method of saving us. Can I repeat that? Take it in, my friend. It's very, very much needed to know today the simplicity of his method, how he saves us. Now we quote the words, beginning in the center of the text, "That whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." God's gracious method, the merciful ground upon which he saves sinners, is this. You could cover it by one word, F-A-I-T-H, faith. My beloved, will you first of all consider with me that this great salvation that is available for the greatest number of people is definitely implied by the use of that word, whosoever. Take it in, my friend. Whosoever believeth in him. That grand word, whosoever, it does not eliminate any person. It includes everyone who will put his or her name there. It means you, my friend. It means me. It also means anyone else. Let us not be so senseless and think that we are not included by it. The word whosoever does include you, my friend. The word includes me. As one well wrote, that grand word whosoever is ringing through my soul. Whosoever will may come. In rivers of salvation, the living waters roll. Whosoever will may come. And the Savior's invitation is freely sounding still. Whosoever will may come. And if no one will come, the only reason is because they won't, not because they cannot. They will not. The words of the Lord Jesus, the very last spoken words in Revelation 22:17, which he speaks to sinners, declare, "Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." I hope you, my friend, belong to the whosoever wills, and not to the many today who we may call the whosoever won'ts. 'Tis not that men, women, boys, and girls cannot come, cannot believe, but rather will not. When on the earth the Savior said to many of his day, "You will not come unto me, that you might have life." John chapter 5 and verse 40. My beloved, may I go upon record and firmly state, salvation is available for all who will come. The whosoever's. My beloved, if you've never done it, why don't you join the club, my unsaved friend? The whosoever's. This great salvation, now listen to this carefully. We come to the crux of our message today. This great salvation is on the simplest and the most easiest of terms. Whosoever believeth in him, the exercise of faith. Please, my friend, no other terms. Believing. Have you never noticed one of the words emphasized through all the Gospel of John is the word believe, or believeth, or believing, a synonym of the word faith? And the Savior inserts the fact on no other terms. Whosoever believeth. Let me quote another scripture. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. John 3:36. And again, John 5:24. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, shall not come into condemnation or judgment, but is passed from death unto life. John 5:24. The purpose of the writing of the Gospel of John was written by John in chapter 20 and verse 31, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name. My beloved, salvation is by grace, meaning unmerited favor. We do not deserve it, but it's by grace through faith. And it gives the greater certainty of being saved. May I quote the words of Ephesians chapter 2, verses 8 and 9, when Paul writes by the Holy Spirit, for by grace are ye saved. Note the terms, through faith. That not of yourselves. It is the gift of God. That great salvation is not of works. It is the gift of God. And he goes on to say, not of works, lest any man should boast. My beloved, let me emphasize three words of that text in Ephesians 2:9. Not of works. Oh, how I remember very vividly and sadly, witnessing oftentimes to many in the years past, questioning if they knew the salvation of God. And I'd hear the comment frequently, I'm working at it. My beloved, you cannot work to get saved. One well said, I cannot work my soul to save, for that my Lord has done. But I should work like any slave in love to God's dear Son. But oh, may I go further, my dear friend. Listen to the words of certainty, that we're not saved by works, but by faith. Romans 5, chapter 5 and verse 1. Therefore, being justified, meaning cleared from all condemnation, forgiven our sins, therefore being justified, how? By faith. We have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. My beloved, let me please remind you, if you were to read the Gospel, or the Epistle rather, of John, and would seek the knowledge of salvation, may I tell you that in the Epistle of John, the first Epistle, 27 times you have the word K-N-O-W. Read it for yourself. Underscore those 27 times. And in the Greek text, may I say, in another form of the verb, it would be found altogether 42 times. But let me quote from one text. 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know, that ye may be sure that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. 1 John 5:13. Surely a complete certainty of salvation belongs to every person who will rest and declare his and her faith on the love of God, upon the God's sacrifice that he gave for his and her sin, and God's power to save him and her from hell. God gives freely, by his grace, everlasting life to those who believe on the Son. They will never perish, but have everlasting life. My, let me repeat it in the closing moments of this message, that it may be clearly understood that God's terms for salvation, they are without money, they are without any other price. Quoting the words of Isaiah 55 verse 1, the prophet cried, "Ho, everyone that thirsteth, come ye to the waters, and he that hath no money, come ye buy and eat, yea, come buy wine and milk without money and without price." Let me quote the words of Psalm 49, verses 6, 7, and 8. They that trust in their wealth, and they may boast themselves in the multitude of their riches, none of them can by any means redeem his brother, nor give to God a ransom for him. For the redemption of their soul is priceless or precious. Psalm 49, verse 6, 7, and 8. My beloved friend, God's free salvation is not cheap. The infinite and the eternal cost was paid by the Son of God on the cross of Calvary, revealing, as we have noted, the magnitude, the immensity of God's love, so that believing sinners, rich or poor, great or small, might trust the Savior alone for their salvation through faith in him. Have you never sung the old hymn? And are not the words so blessedly true? Jesus paid it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, but he washed it white as snow. My beloved, what a joy to listen from the lips and the heart of the Lord Jesus and the declaration of his words. The world is the unworthy object of his love, but God gave the greatest sacrificial gift that could ever be given to prove that love by giving his Son on Calvary. And for the most sublime purpose, to save men and women, boys and girls from going to hell. And now, to do it in the most simple method, simple believing upon the Lord Jesus. Oh, my beloved friend, believing is the root, and feeling is the fruit. But if you by faith will believe on the Lord Jesus now, you will know the joy of salvation and able to live for the Lord. Father, bless thy word in Jesus' name, for its glory we pray. Amen.